Here is Today in Agriculture. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson. House Ag Committee Chair Colin Peterson from Minnesota says he's seen nothing in writing that President Donald Trump told the Environmental Protection Agency to reject any small refinery exemptions under the renewable fuel standard. The Hagstrom Report says Peterson is fearful the report may be speculation that the president will try to use it until after the election. Recent reports quoted anonymous sources saying Trump directed the EPA to reject the small refinery exemptions for the past years that oil companies were requesting. Groups like the Renewable Fuels Association, National Corn Growers Association, and the American Coalition for Ethanol and other groups that back ethanol were pleased by the reports. Peterson talked about the SREs during a political debate hosted by WCCO in the Twin Cities.
Well, President Biden came out last week and said that he would abide by the RFS and he would not do these waivers. And that was because of my urging. So, you know, I've weighed in with him. I've weighed in with the president, and I've been told, well, we're going to work on it. We're going to work this out. I hope that's true. You know, so now we've been told that these gap years are not going to happen. We have not seen anything in writing. We're hearing speculation out of Washington that this is anonymous sources that will not be quoted. And some people cynically think that this is just going to be something to keep people at length until they get past the election. I hope that's not true. But we've had a lot of Republicans talking to the president, Chuck Grassley, Joni Ernst. All these other Republicans have talked to the president until they're blue in the face. And he keeps giving these waivers. So, I mean, we're at least trying to get transparency.
U.S. pork exports are on a record pace for 2020. July sales were down from 1 year ago, but up from June of this year. National Pork Board Director of International Marketing Clay Eastwood says exports have increased year over year to markets like China and Hong Kong, Canada, the Philippines, Vietnam, and the Caribbean. The momentum with this positive export pace is expected to carry through the balance of this year.
Everything that we're hearing is that we do expect kind of demand to pick up as things start to normalize again. Supply chain disruptions have been really kind of fixed, and we see that back on pace. And so everything that we're hearing is that some of the demand is starting to pick up globally. As usual, the U.S. is well positioned to help fill the demand around the world.
Eastwood says pork demand has moderated, but there still is a huge opportunity in the Chinese market.
One of the other bright spots I wanted to point out in Asia specifically is the ASEAN region. So markets like Vietnam and the Philippines have proved to be really, really bright spots for U.S. pork so far this year. And a couple of highlights there. July exports to the Philippines were actually 90% higher than a year ago, with value up 141%. Exports to Vietnam were up over 270% from a year ago, with value up over 500%. So really great opportunities for U.S. pork in areas that are affected by African swine fever. So that really ties into the work that we're doing in international marketing at the Pork Checkoff related to action and some of the work that we're doing specifically in Vietnam and the Philippines to help position U.S. pork in those markets long term.
The Pork Checkoff partners with U.S. Meat Export Federation to build international demand. Those exports help drive value back to the producer.
To kind of put that in perspective, so far for January through July of 2020, exports have accounted for over 30% of our total production. And so when we really put that in perspective, so for July's export value per head averaged just over $48 per head. And for the year, we're at over $61 per head of added export value back to the producer.
That's Today in Agriculture.